top of her head, just like all the other Amish women Laura had seen in the area. The woman's hazel-colored eyes held a note of question when she spotted Laura. Mom, I'd like you to meet Laura Mead. Eli motioned to Laura, then back to his mother. This is my mom, Mary Ellen Yoder. Eli's mother gave a quick nod in Laura's direction. Her forehead wrinkled as she looked back at Eli. What in all the world? She doesn't like me. The woman's just met me, and she's already decided that I'm the enemy. Laura forced a smile. It's nice to meet you, Mrs. Yoder. Mary Ellen grunted and moved toward the stove, where she began to stir the big pot of simmering apples. Do you live around here, Laura?
No,
has your car broken down? Or are you lost and in need of directions? She stared at Laura and squinted. And why are your clothes all wet? Laura's from Minneapolis, Minnesota, Mom, Eli said, before Laura had a chance to respond. She attends a designer school in Lancaster, and she fell in the lake while we were... Mary Ellen whirled around to face Eli. You know this woman?
We met at the farmer's market a few weeks ago.
Laura was interested in my birdhouses, and I've been showing her around. Mary Ellen's gaze went to the wicker basket in Eli's hand. You two have been on a picnic at the lake?
Yeah. It's beautiful there, Laura put in. The lunch you made was wonderful.
Before Eli's mother could respond, the kitchen door flew open, and two young Amish men sauntered into the room. They spoke in their native tongue, but fell silent when they noticed Laura standing.